TomScott.net.
Hello, Brother Thomas. This is Sister Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Hi, Brother Thomas. Brother Thomas, I understand that God's character is love, but I would really like to know more about His character. Can you help me?
Well, Sister Mary, before we actually hit the next character of God, I would like to stop and remind us as to what selfishness really is. Selfishness, as we talked about last time, selfishness is when one chiefly cares about one's own areas of well-being, interest, pleasures, comfort, and happiness. And I'd like to stop and give an example for just a moment, because I have repeatedly said that selfishness is the very root for every act of disobedience that a person commits. And this is true. I mean, the sins are different, but the root cause is the same. Stop and think for just a moment, like a tree. I mean, every tree starts with a small seed. That seed is small. But as that seed begins to develop, it develops into roots. And then the root system begins to shoot up, I mean, begins to spread out. And then from the root system comes a small sprout, and it begins to shoot up, and that sprout turns into a trunk of a tree. It takes on bark, and as it begins to grow, then the branches, which are different even from the main trunk in appearance, begins to spread out across an area, more branches spreading out, and then leaves spring forth. Well, it's the same thing. If you, every part of that tree is different, but yet its origin is the same. The leaf does, the leaf is different in appearance from the branches, and the branches are different in appearance from the leaves, and both of them are different in appearance to the trunk. And the roots below the ground are different from the leaves, the trunk, and the branches, but yet they all make up a tree. And it's the same thing. Also, each one of them's origin, the origin of the leaf is a seed, the origin of the branches is a seed, the origin of the roots is a seed, the origin of the trunk is a seed. So although they may appear different, yet the origin of each one of them is the seed. And it's the same thing with sin, or the disobedient behavior called sin. Because we must remember that sin is a behavior, and it's a disobedient behavior opposite of love. Whereas love cares for others and the needs of others, and it's not selfish. Sin, the sinful behavior, disobedient behavior from selflessness is selfishness. And every act of disobedient behavior that known as sin, they're different. They may appear different, but their origin is the same. The origin of every act of disobedience is just like that seed. They all start with selfishness as being the seed of life to every act of sin. Now, the next character that we want to look at is anger. We talked about anger last week, and we want to talk about anger this time as well. For our scripture basis, let's return back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and look at verse 5, where it says that, remember also that chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is known as the love chapter. In the places where we read about charity, it's actually the word love. And where we said that love seeketh not her own, after that it says that love is not easily provoked, which is referring to love is not provoked to anger, or love is not easily angered. So God's character, or the character of love, is that love is not easily angered. Love itself is not easily provoked to anger. And therefore, this sinful behavior, which would be the opposite of that, because remember, we're studying 1 John 3:4, where it says that sin is the transgression of the law, and we're trying to learn what are we disobedient to. So we're disobedient to God's character, which is known as love, and therefore love is not easily angered, or is not easily provoked to anger. So what would be the opposite of that? The opposite of that is that we are easily provoked to anger. And anger is that sinful behavior that is disobedient to what love would do, which love is not easily provoked. Colossians chapter 3, we also see where the Apostle Paul is telling us to remove anger out of our lives. In verse 8 of chapter 3, he says, "But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds." But notice in verse 8 it said anger, "But now ye also put off these, anger." Anger is a sin. We can turn to Ephesians chapter 5, chapter 4, and read also where it says, "Let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you." Notice again it says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger be put away." Now then, once our selfish areas of our own cares either appear to be violated or that they have been violated, we then, within seconds, experience that emotional feeling of being afraid, warning us of a possible or a now being violated experience. We then shift into our next position, known as a defense, in order to warn the violator to back off or not to enter any further into the area of our violation, within the areas of our own interest, our own comfort, our own happiness, our own well-being, or our own pleasures of our lives. Now, this defensive position is known as anger. Anger is a defensive position that we take when we feel like we're being violated in our own selfish areas. We may either react in our anger by a display of defensive words or by a performance of violent action, which may come in many different forms, along with a loud tone of voice as a warning of danger toward the violator. Anger is often triggered by actions or words by another or by circumstances which is in opposition to the areas of our own interest, our own comfort, our own happiness, our own well-being, or pleasures. Anger is a sudden and sharp emotional expression of displeasure displayed by words or action in order to bring opposition or mistreatment or injury to the person violating one's own area of selfishness, in order to cause them to withdraw or to back off from that particular area. As I have mentioned already, anger is evidence of our selfishness. Our anger is revealed by our non-gentle tone of voice and actions towards others and to the ones that we say that we love. I have never seen or heard an angry person who was ever gentle. How many times have you ever ripped someone apart out of anger with your tongue? Anger has never built homes, but it has been an instrument of destruction to the homes where it rules. When used in relationships, it does not bring people closer, but instead erects walls between people, putting distance between them by the destruction of all communication, creating a barrier of fear between the ones involved, and creating an emotional depression to its victims. Those who practice this behavior attempt to use it as a tool of persuasion, not having the understanding that anger creates a wall of defense and the one being spoken to, thus creating a deaf ear towards the speaker. In short, anger destroys and it does not build. After all, how can we speak of loving someone while we practice such a destructive behavior known as anger? Both the behavior of love and anger can be seen in God's creation, otherwise known as rain clouds. The behavior of love can be seen in those clouds which possess within them an abundance of moisture known as rain, and as they release their droplets upon the life below, they bring a cleanness and freshness to the atmosphere and to the plant life, healing, health, growth, and life. This is as those to whom practice the behavior known as love are living a life of gentleness, kindness, forgiveness, patience, long-suffering, trust, humility, and self-control, and a spirit of giving, otherwise known as love, towards those around them. For when one practices the behavior of love by responding to life situations and to those around them, it brings encouragement, health, healing, and growth to those to whom you practice love towards. But then there are those clouds whose appearance is dark, filled with fierce lightning and thunder, along with strong violent winds, twisting and swirling with high speeds, bringing disaster to all that stands in its path. As these winds begin to take form into what is known as a tornado or a hurricane, they are a machine of furious winds, bringing death to all that stands in its way. Is this not the description of our behavior known as anger or rage? As we, like the violent winds of the storms, bring wreck and ruin to those who stand in our path, can you say that anything good has ever come from your furious anger, displayed by your destructive mouth and actions? How many friends have you lost, and how many loved ones have you hurt? This is not love. The anger is a sin or a disobedient action or behavior which is opposite of love. 1 Corinthians 13:5. Charity, or God, is not easily provoked or angered. Ephesians 4:31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. Well, Sister Mary, we've dealt with two characteristics as to what sin is, and we have also seen two characteristics as to what love is. The two characteristics of sin is selfishness, and the other characteristic is anger, which anger gets its life source and origin from selfishness. So, phone me back next time, next week, and we'll deal with another one of sin's characters as well as love. Okay, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net. ¶¶